Salt Lake County Sheriff Jim Winder says the county does not need an autocratic leader, but rather a diplomatic one.
Somebody that can come in here and continue the very hard work, Republican, Democrat, municipal, county, to try and figure out what's the smart, cost-effective, and criminal justice validated way to manage what is a complex issue.
McAdams also received the endorsement of the Unified Police Federation, the law enforcement union for the Greater Salt Lake area. He says he supports the criminal justice plan the Salt Lake County Council adopted this year to decrease, prevent, and find alternatives to incarceration.
It's a well thought out plan, and I praise the work that's been done, and I want the law enforcement community and the social services community to know that I've got their back.
Mark Crockett last week announced a plan to cut the county budget and reduce the number of repeat offenders in the community. He used as an example a program that would give lesser offenders cell phones on which they'd receive calls with encouraging messages. Crockett told KUER that he supports the county's current plan, which he helped craft as a member of the county council back in 2008. But he says the county should also look to the private sector for solutions. Whitney Evans, KUER News.